it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com, where we are joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Brian Baldinger joins us this morning. Baldy, how you doing, bud?
Hey, good morning, Joe. I'm doing fine. Good to be with you here today.
I guess you know we lost a pretty good weapon. What's life going to be like without the Miami Dolphins having Tyreek Hill?
Well, it's not going to be the same. It's going to be different. I guess Jalen Waddle probably steps into that role as, you know, probably the go-to guy. They'll sign Cedric Wilson and, you know, some guys that are familiar with the offense. But, you know, I mean, you just talk to guys around the league, Joe. I mean, nobody runs like Tyreek Hill. You know, nobody can explode and, you know, score from anywhere on the field quite like him. His speed was just different. And so they don't have that element. And I feel like this offense has always been built around speed with, you know, Waddle and Tyreek and, you know, Devon Achane. You know, I mean, it's just a speed offense. And so you're just not going to get those type of plays. And, you know, some of the routes that he ran, I don't know that anybody else can run those in the whole league, where he just goes from one side of the field to the other and kind of finds the opening. And, you know, Tua always had a pretty good relationship with them doing it. And, you know, they're not going to get those type of explosive plays anymore.
So we got a surprise that none of us saw coming, and maybe you did. Darren Waller, back after not playing for 631 days, comes out and athletic, fast, jumps up and has two touchdowns in his first game after missing the first three. Were you as surprised as everybody else, or did you see this coming?
I did not see it coming, Joe. I knew they signed him. But, you know, the Giants had signed him 2 years ago, and he was supposed to be, you know, the
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey. All right. Hey, so we got a bunch of other stories here to get to. Help me out on this Baltimore situation. They are banged. I mean, I know nobody wants to hear about it. We're all banged up. Not like Baltimore. 1-3. Are they in trouble not making the playoffs?
It just depends on, you know, how quickly any of these guys can get back. They lost their best defensive lineman, Justin Madubuike, for the year. Kyle Van Noy, I mean, Kyle Van Noy and Madubuike, they've got 41 sacks over the last 2 years. Like, you know, they were an incredible duo. And Van Noy hasn't played the last few weeks. Losing Lamar here, we'll see how long that's going to be. But, I mean, I feel like that whole offense is built around Lamar. And honestly, like, you know, Derrick Henry is not having the kind of year that we expected him to have outside of the first game of the year. And so, they're going to be, you know, Cooper Rush is not Lamar Jackson. That's the quarterback right now. It was kind of a strange sign to begin with when they signed him in the offseason. Like, he's the backup quarterback, but Pittsburgh looks like they're a lot better right now. But it's not a strong division. Cincinnati's awful and Cleveland's bad. And so, I mean, the division is still, we'll see how Aaron holds up at quarterback, but I think there's still a lot of football to be played.
Were you surprised they just named here a few minutes ago Dylan Gabriel, the new starting quarterback in Cleveland, because Joe Flacco has gotten off to a bad start? Their offense is not very good at all, as you know. That surprised you or no?
Well, I mean, you could say Joe hasn't played well. Joe, I've watched all their games. I know Joe real good. I mean, if they could catch, he'd still be the quarterback. If they had two tackles that could play, he'd still be the quarterback. I don't know that Dylan Gabriel's going to change anything. The receivers, they should have beaten Cincinnati week one. They dropped so many passes. The interceptions were all drop passes that Flacco flew. So, I mean, he's kind of the fall guy, but that's okay. He's 40 years old. You kind of expect that. But, Dylan Gabriel won the backup quarterback job almost at a default because everybody else got hurt. And so, here we are. But the defense is good, and they'll keep him in a lot of games. We'll see if Gabriel, can make some plays to keep him around.
But you're right. You got to have help. I agree. Starting with the tackles and your receivers got to catch the ball. And we played them. Cleveland had a bunch of drops even last year at the end of the year. Hey, so the Jackson Dart story, how about that one? Comes in. I didn't expect him to run. And by the way, Baldy, he runs that much. He won't see the end of the season. But what do you think of Jackson Dart?
I loved it. I was a big opponent. He's a great kid, Joe. Like, I mean, it's not just because, he talks to you or whatever. He just has he's that type of guy that can energize an entire franchise. And I'm with you. He ran too much. He's not going to survive if he does that. But he gave that team a big boost. He gave that whole stadium a boost, Joe. Took the ball right down the field in the opening drive against a great team with the Chargers. Went 89 yards and scored the opening touchdown of the game. And, the defense played with the lead for the first time. And that defense can get after a quarterback like they did. They whacked Justin Herbert a bunch in that game. And so he gave that whole franchise a lift. They lost their best player, Malik Nabers, and that's unfortunate. Yeah. We'll see if they can overcome it. But, we need good quarterback play in this league. Otherwise, it gets unwatchable some Sundays if you don't.
No, I'm with you on that. It's incredible. Baldy, since I've known you, we have talked about trying, are we ever going to have a day where everybody has a quarterback that they feel good about? And the answer is no, because you can already see four or five teams going, can't wait to see what's coming out in the draft and how it looks. Let's scout them because that's where we are.
I mean, you probably suck a peek at that Monday night game, Cincinnati and Denver and no Joe Flacco. Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins could go take a nap on the sideline. I think they did. when this was a 12-team league, we didn't have enough good quarterbacks. And so we're just never going to. So when you see somebody like Jackson Dart, who looks like he could play, you're like, let's hope so. Because it's if you don't have one, you're not going to go very far.
Brian Baldinger here with us on QAM. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
All right, so we've had a chance to see the Buffalo Bills a couple weeks ago. They're 4-0. I think you agree that right now they're the best team in the AFC. Baldy, who's the second best? Like, who's there right now? I know it's early in the year. We're only at the first quarter of the season here. Who'd be the second best team? And if there's more than one that's right there, who would it be?
Well, I think Kansas City, they looked like Kansas City last week against Baltimore. I mean, they got Xavier Worthy back. It's amazing when they put Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, and this Tyquan Thornton out there. They have as much speed as anybody. And Mahomes was it was one deep shot after another. And Kelce looked like he got his legs underneath him, Joe. They looked like Kansas City that we're used to seeing. And they blew Baltimore right out of the stadium. So I think they're back as long as they can stay reasonably healthy right now.
Yeah, that's incredible. Hey, in the West, besides Kansas City, how do you feel about Denver and even the Chargers, especially with tackle injury problems they have?
Well, the injury problems are real. I mean, they lose Joe Alt last week, and they couldn't protect against the Giants. Denver is a very, very sound team. They've lost they lost a couple games at the end, but they're still a very good football team. That kid Bo Nix can play. He had a great game against Cincinnati. Their defense is very complex. It's very good. I'm studying it right now. They're going to give anybody they play a hard time. They played the Eagles this week in Philadelphia. I give them a real fighter's chance to go in there and win that game and knock Philadelphia out, being undefeated. But if they go into Philadelphia and win this week, Denver is going to be a problem for anybody.
Hey, speaking of the team they lost to, and by the way, you're right, they should have won if it wasn't for a penalty on a missed field goal. They got another chance. Yep. But the Colts should have won that game. I'm not one to pick on one guy. I'm not. But he had a couple of bonehead plays, man, including mauled. And forget the celebration before he got to the end zone. But he mauls the guy. I mean, it was so obvious. They had – like nobody could dispute. He just kind of tackled him, and he didn't need to. Jonathan Taylor, 57-yard touchdown along with his 75-yarder. Mitchell, it was terrible. I mean, and you never like to blame one guy. It's always plenty of blame to go around. That guy's responsible for 14 points.
Joe, he's walking into the end zone with a touchdown, and it's just a boneheaded play. We see it every year. Guys are starting to celebrate before they get in the end zone, and it's all about the celebration. I mean, they win that game just with that play. Forget about the Jonathan Taylor. I announced that game, Joe. I saw it firsthand.
Oh.
Like, this kid was getting a chance to play because Alec Pierce was hurt. And, you know, he's a talented kid. To see this dummy head play on that part, like, that's almost unforgivable. And so Reggie Wayne, you know, from Miami, he's a wide receiver coach. I don't know how he handled that. I'd be curious to see. But that's not something that, you know, Peyton Manning, you know, that Reggie played with. Your own players got to step in and clean that up. But they should easily have won that game. They're a very good football team.
Hey, I listened to Vic Fangio yesterday. I thought he made some sense, and I kind of connected the field goal. Like, these guys can all rip it now. Every guy in the league can make a 65-yarder, and he's right. There's guys who can kick it probably from 70. You throw in the new kickoff return, which, by the way, I like it. I like seeing all the returns.
I do, too.
I like it.
I'm with you, Joe.
I hate the touchbacks. The whole league had turned into touchback NFL, and the kickoff returns are great, but you better have four or five guys that can cover those kicks, or you're going to be at the 50 or 45 on one side or the other, which is bad news because basically you're one first down from kicking a field goal. And I know Vic was kind of frustrated because it does put more pressure now on the defenses.
No doubt.
But what do we do about, first of all, let's talk about the first part of this. These guys, we're going to have every guy in the league here kicking 60-yarders, man, the next couple years. What do we do?
Oh, yeah. No, look, Joe, I mean, I remember one year Belichick, when he was coaching New England, they never attempted a field goal of 50 yards or more. Not one. They had great kickers. Just because it was a low percentage, you know, play. Now it's not. Now, you know, you saw Dallas and the New York Giants. I mean, Brandon Aubrey, all he has to do is get the ball to midfield. It's a field goal. And you saw last Thursday night, Arizona and Seattle. Arizona didn't put the ball in the landing zone when they tied the game up. You know, Seattle got the ball at the 40-yard line. They threw the ball, Jackson, Smith, and Jigman. Next thing you know, they kicked the game-winning field goal.
Right.
And so, yeah, the defense coordinators, like Vic Fangio, like just about anyone, like they're having heart attacks up there seeing, you know, the offense start at the 40-yard line. And so it's a big advantage right now. But I like the kickoff rule. I saw the Rams in Philadelphia a couple weeks ago, and that kicker for the Rams, Cardi, he kicks a knuckleball. None of the guys could catch it. You know, the field position was awful for Philadelphia. They didn't block those field goals at the end. They would have lost to the Rams in that game.
So more than ever now, the answer to this, I've been on all morning, and, you know, not everybody agrees. You got to have four or five guys that can cover. You have to have three or four guys. And if you don't, all of a sudden, the Cameron Goods, that's what we call our team, the Cameron Good, a seventh linebacker on the team, his job's to run down there, man, with a couple of his buddies, and they got to make tackles. And if you don't, and you got a guy that's on there that's not really into it, your defense is going to get bad field position. That's just the way it is. Do you agree with that? That's what it comes down to, because they're not changing the rule.
Two things. Cameron Good, he gets the ball out of that returner's hands, you know, for the Jets the other day. It was a big play in that game. And then they recovered it. But, I always think kickoff coverage is an extension of your defense, your defense. If you have a good defense, you're going to have good linebackers, good safeties, guys that can tackle. And it's going to be an extension of your defense. Bad defensive teams are going to have bad kickoff coverage. They always go hand in hand, Joe. So, yeah, exactly. You better have guys that can cover and get down there. And when you do, when I see these plays being made by these, these specialists, and, you know, the offense is starting at the 20 versus the 35. Like, you're earning your paycheck.
Hey, but before I let you go, just the first part of this, Vic was not, and I get it, man, because it puts a lot of pressure, and he is the godfather of defenses, and I understand that. But so is there something they can do with the football? You know how they changed baseballs a little bit because they were traveling so far, and now we got all these guys with these footballs they're working with at practice. You know, again, does something have to change, or are we just going to let the distance keep going?
Well, either that or, you know, make the field longer, put the Canadian Football League in. I'm not sure, but, I mean, we're going to, you know, we're seeing scores 40 to 40, 40 to 37. I mean, you know, the idea that you can win these games 13 to 10 now, that those days might be over if you got, you know, balls like this that can, you know, be kicked from mid, you know, from the 50, like it's the Arena Football League right now.
All right. Hey, before I let you ride, you feel any better about the Dolphins after win against the Jets, or still a little concerned?
Well, I mean, you know, look, I mean, the Jets were awful.
Yes.
I mean, 13 penalties, you know, 3 fumbles. They got turnovers. It's amazing what can happen when you win the turnover battle.
Yep.
But, you know, they played Carolina this week. They were awful. They benched their quarterback in that game against New England last week. I mean, you know, if you could go get your second win and get to 2-3, you know, everybody would love to get to 500 who started 0-3. And, you know, all of a sudden you could change some attitudes in that locker room pretty quick.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Baldy, as always, my man, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure, John.
Have a good one, bud. You got it. Thank you. Brian Baldinger joining us.
He's also the host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
All right, I'll tell you who else is on your side. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and Low T. Knock it out. Knock it out now, man. Hey, you're going through it. It happens to every guy out there. ED and low T. It's just a part of life for men. And I had it. I had everything. Whatever it is, it was bad. My energy level was shot. And it's like, oh, my God. Telling everybody I'm done, man. I'm toast. That's it. And then ED kicked in. I went, oh, no. What? This sex drive was gone. I'm like, oh, my gosh. We got some problems here, Joe Rose. What are we going to do? I'll tell you what we did. Went to Atlantic Men's Clinic, and I got great results. They're so good. I started going there, met with their professionals, got all that testing done, the PSA test. They put me on a program, and I got great results real fast. That was 15 months ago, and I got to tell you, I know you'll have the same results. Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do. They knock out ED and low T. And if it's still important to you to have your energy level, to stay active, and to have your sex drive, and those things are important to you, then I know Atlantic Men's Clinic will work. They have 7 locations, a brand new one in Hollywood here in South Florida. Call them today, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.